You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The trending report is here right now.
Did you guys watch any of the Broncos game? Did you put the flag out?
I did not, but Nicole watched pretty much all of it.
Okay, good.
I heard her screaming in the house.
Look at that. Well, they pulled out their first win of the year, storming back, Jeremy, from a 3-touchdown deficit in the second half to beat the Bears. Now, again, I don't want to be Dom Downer, but I wouldn't get too excited because everybody beats the Bears. They haven't won a game this year.
It was looking like they weren't going to beat the Bears at one point, from what I hear. So
now the New York Jets and our former head coach, Nathaniel Hackett, will be in town for a game this Sunday. Everyone's all abuzz over this because you know what our coach said about their, you know, offensive coordinator, blah, blah.
They're going to kill us, aren't they? They're going to slaughter us.
The Jets? No, I think the Broncos are going to win that. Broncos will win that game.
We'll see.
After a season where they blew 26 games from the eighth inning on, the Rockies finished their abysmal 2023 season yesterday by turning the tables. The Rockies actually scored the tying run in the eighth inning and then won it in extra innings. Hooray!
Yay!
That little bet that Joshua and I made at the start of the year. I've got the sheet right here.
There it is.
I had to end up writing on the front and the back all the games that they blew. The last one they blew was on Friday in the ninth inning. Anyway, 26 times this year. They finished the year 59-103.
Man. Not good. It's just so sad, so depressing, so embarrassing.
And I cannot disagree with you. Pretty
embarrassing. Pretty bad.
What gets you out of bed in the morning? Is it, I cannot wait to get to work? Or is it a cup of coffee?
Coffee.
81% of coffee drinkers say that is why they get out of bed. That's almost the only thing they look forward to in the morning is just having the Java.
I have told you, like, I'll go to bed at night thinking about that morning cup of coffee, like excited to get through the night so I can get up and have a fresh cup of coffee. I love it.
Do you have the kind of coffee maker that you set the night before?
No,
or
do you just I just do it myself. I don't set it.
Look, I'm married to someone just like you. I mean, that is her reason for being in the morning.
It feels that first sip, Dom, sometimes it's just kind of like, ooh, you know, it just, ooh.
Anyway, it's kind of funny. They say that is why they even ask people, they go, look, you can give up coffee or social media. You have to give up one.
Are you kidding me?
Social media.
All day long, man.
I kind of gave up social media and I don't even have coffee. Although I will tell you that I have a particular brand of tea that I drink.
Yeah.
And the store down the road from me stopped carrying it. I went in and talked to a manager. They started carrying it again. Now they stopped carrying it again.
Why?
I'm going to have to
raise
some
money. Nobody was buying it.
I figured that I might be the only person buying it.
Yeah.
But can't they just then order like one box a month or something?
Did you reach out to the actual tea company to see if you can get on some sort of subscription plan?
Because
I want to do that with the coffee that I get.
I have, and I've bought it online before. The problem is the shipping costs double the cost of it.
There's no coupon code?
No, it's just, it doubles the cost. Like the tea might be $6 and the shipping is $6.
Yeah, that sucks.
And that's kind of
stupid.
I'm with
you. I wouldn't do that.
Get a load of this. They talk about how teachers deal with a lot of crap with students and with parents. Let's just say it. But one of the things that they have to deal with is kids with their phones in the classrooms. Now, some schools in the U.S. don't allow that, but I think the majority do. And the teachers are like, we're up to here with it. So officials over in the U.K. at some schools have already now started a thing where they are banning phones in the classrooms. Not only that, the kids can't even use them between classes.
Oh, really? That's heavy there.
That's heavy duty.
That's heavy.
They say the kids are just not concentrating, that some kids are checking their social media more than 100 times a day.
I can see it, because we all are.
And the teachers are like, said, that's enough. So now, of course, naturally, there's going to be some parents who are screaming about safety issues. I think we can figure out a way around the safety concern without having 30 kids in a classroom all scrolling through Instagram.
I'm for it because it's so incredibly distracting. I know, like in my son's middle school, you are not allowed to have that thing out. And if they catch you, it's like immediate like suspension or you got to stay after school.
They have these things like, Comedy Works, they have this thing where when you walk in, you've got to put it in a specially sealed bag. You can't open. Just do that at schools.
Yeah, they have to keep them in their lockers. I know at the middle school, but we've kind of gotten around that as far as the, emergency aspect because they have the watches that you can call on versus the phone. So they're able to keep their watch on as long as it's not dinging and going off.
Anyway, but yeah, I'm for it. People will disagree with us, but I'm going to go on record as saying, great idea. Yeah. I wish every school would do it.
Too distracting.
And then the last thing I've got for you, this is, I can't believe that somebody hasn't really thought of this before, but the people at Chrysler say their new Pacifica minivan has a feature that some women have been demanding. It is a spot in the minivan under the dash purely to store your purse.
I love this. Yeah.
Why wouldn't they have done that 50 years ago?
This is the number one thing that when we went and looked for a car for Knick Knack, it was like the number one thing was where can I put my purse?
Where can I put the purse?
Where can I put it? And she loved it because hers now has a big center console that it'll fit right down and in. And she thought that was the greatest thing ever. And yeah,
sure.
This is huge for marketing.
That's great. But this is even better because that center console is prime real estate in a vehicle, if you ask me.
Sure.
This is something special just for the person, and it's under the dash, so it's up out of the way.
Yeah, well, like all the new cars are going to electronic transmission, so you don't need like the physical shifter there. So it like frees up all the room now. You can shove a bunch of crap. You can put your kid under there if you wanted to.
Not a bad idea.
Your boys. Mix 100.
So on the heels of that, Dom, it is National Name Your Car Day today as well. Do you have a name for your car at all? You know me, I just call mine America's Pickup since it's an Infiniti.
No, I had a name for a car when I was a kid, but I haven't in a long time.
No, yeah, I don't I don't name it. It's just got like a cute nickname, I guess. Which would be a name, I guess. Whatever. It's just America's Pickup for me. Anyway, if you don't have one, today's the day. Go name your car.
My favorite was the many years ago, a lady told us that she named her car, what did she name? Alexis was her name. That she named the car Alexis, A-L-E-X-I-S. And she said she did that because when people then asked, what do you drive? She would say, Alexis.
Right. When she was
get
a Civic, you know.
Get it? I get it.
I think it was. I think it might have been a Civic.
Here's my sports news, Jer on sports. As expected, Taylor Swift was in the box at MetLife Stadium to watch her boyfriend take on New York last night. And it's funny, she had like a posse with her this time. Sophie Turner, Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Hugh Jackman, Sabrina Carpenter, and Taylor's brother, Austin. Hi, I'm Austin. Patrick Mahomes' wife was
brother.
There. Travis's mom was there. And
me at Blake Lively.
I know, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. Come
she
on.
Is
power couple.
Forget Ryan Reynolds. Blake Lively is
you
the
like
one.
Blakey, don't
I
you?
Really like Blake Lively because she's not only gorgeous, but she is hilarious.
Mm, very good.
She's so funny. Yeah.
You should have been doing what we were doing before the game, and we were sitting on my Instagrams watching all the behind-the-scenes footage of Taylor arriving to the stadium and going through the metal detectors and coming in with her posse. And even Nicole was like, why am I so into this? And I was like, I don't know. I am too. There's something about it. And it was funny that she showed up with so many people. It's almost like they knew that they would get exposure. Celebrity exposure if they're showing up. So I'm wondering if it's going to be like this for every game now. She's got like people who are glomming on to her.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Hugh Jackman's like, oh, I'm single, ready to mingle. I'm going to go hang out with Taylor Swift tonight.
That's right. That's
Yes,
isn't it?
So anyway, there's all sorts of footage of Taylor coming and going from the stadium.
Hey, if it provides some fun for people,
it's a little escape, right?
It's a little fun. Yeah.
So did you pick up the new iPhone and all of a sudden you got sizzle hands because the damn thing is so hot? Well, I guess Apple is issuing an iOS something or other update for the iPhone 15 models because it is running hot, Dom. They say there's a bunch of bugs in the previous software, bugs in the app, various apps you have on there, and the setup period that requires extra processing. And I guess this thing is lighting up. Like, people can't even hold it. It gets so hot. And they're now saying, too, that even after the update, if you're working or using, like, heavy graphics apps, it's still going to get hot on you. So it's just one of these things where, you know, it's a matter of time before they catch on fire, I guess, and somebody sues Apple. Right. Anyway, they're really hot. Tom Hanks wants everyone to know that he's not involved with an AI version of himself circulating around the internet right now. Something to do with, I think it's like a dentist office or something to do with dental work. Anyway, he had to go onto his Instagram, post a picture of the ad, and say, "Beware, there's a video out there of me promoting some sort of dental plan. It's an AI version of me. It's not me." So I would imagine this is something that celebrities are going to have to start dealing with now.
Oh, right.
Is fake product endorsements. So he's trying to get ahead of that. How about George Washington? Let's get in the Wayback Machine. George Washington has a price on his head, says this story, because a lock of his hair is now on the open market. It's his white hair. It's in a ring, it looks like, Dom, with like pearls around it, and it's got a clear lid. It's got his hair in it. And they're expecting it to start the bid at $45,000 for the lock of his hair. Apparently, it was exchanged back and forth with some friends of his back in the day. And there's some letters and everything confirming that it is his hair. And it was like a thing to do, I guess, to show your commitment and affection to friends back then. You just gave them some of your hair.
Well, as long as there's that certificate of authenticity,
there's a certificate and actual letters of him talking about giving the hair. What an awesome flex to have that, right? That would be so cool to have that.
$45,000.
I would imagine bidding is going to go up.
I know, but I'm like, how high would I go on a lock of George Washington's hair?
If you could truly confirm that it is his and, you know, hold on to it, I would imagine that'll go up in value. And it's just like every time somebody comes to your house, you're like, look at this. Look at
what I got. I'd probably lose it.
The cat would knock it over and eat it,
yeah,
or something.
Something like that.
Real quick, let me give you this one final story because it is making the rounds today. A woman in her 30s is suing Walt Disney World after one of the water slides gave her a really, really bad wedgie. So bad that she had to be hospitalized. It's at Disney's Typhoon Lagoon Water Park. It's a 214-foot water slide with a 5-story drop. And it's one of those ones where they make you like cross your legs before you go down it because of this kind of situation. Anyway, I guess she didn't. She got airborne at the end. And let's just say the wedgie hit her in the front and the back, Dom. So bad so that she had to have surgery for like internal organs. So that sounds horrible.
Well, that sounds horrible, but I would imagine most women turn around and went and got back in line.
Yeah. Clickbait.
You're probably right, buddy. Let's do it again. That was awesome. Woo! All right, make your way to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I should probably play this instead.
Croctober.
Today is officially the start of Croctober. I'm going to try to do a slow cooker crockpot recipe every weekday for the month of October.
What do you got for today?
Hold on, I got a cough. Today is a crock pot, like hamburger vegetable casserole, and it's actually on my menu for tonight at home. That's
hamburger,
what I'm making tonight.
Vegetable casserole. It's like my SIAP.
Super easy. It's just a bunch of crap in a pot.
It's SIAP. That's good.
It's a recipe straight out of Bennett, Iowa, so it's hearty for a farmer. So check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.